God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb or kick against the holy wound.
All right, Les Visible. He comes by twice a month to talk about what's on his mind. He sure writes what's on his mind and sings what's on his mind. Has several blogs and read by many across the world. He comes by to talk on basically two subjects. One is metaphysical. The other is socio-political. This week is the socio-political commentary entitled Smoking Mirrors. Les Visible is one of those guys, very passionate, has a way with words that it's hard for people not to hear even if they don't want to. So a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. But we love him here at Feet to Fire, and now we go across the pond to Les Visible.
Greetings, Earthlings. It's Starfleet Commander Visible broadcasting from the mini-pod, some miles directly below the mothership, where it waits in a self-generated Magellan cloud. Obviously not seen by Magellan, as it's also inside the Oort cloud as well. You might well consider how my mini-pod can be directly below the mothership in this case, considering the distance and various rotations of heavenly bodies. Wonder is good. If more people wondered, there might be less confusion about the satanic alleged domain that proliferates so widely in these times. I must apologize for missing my last Visible Origami metaphysical broadcast, but I was en route between resident locations and compromised by last-minute details that only ever appear at the last minute and which took precedence over my duties to you. I'm going to make up for this when I appear next by using my Bluetooth telepathy helmet to reverberate into your minds as companion illustrations to the actual speech taking place. I hope that'll help militate against my, not having it together. It's been an interesting month. The CIA, with the help of Mossad and British intelligence, launched a color revolution in Iran with some black bag Bush money. They backed a man named Mousavi, who was the mastermind behind the massacre of a whole lot of American Marines back in 83 in Lebanon. When it comes to hypocrisy, the neocons are without equal, as they capably dissemble in any direction so long as it serves their long-range purpose of world domination. About 20 people died in this affair, and nearly half of them were militia members trying to keep order. Unknown agents of one of the aforementioned countries financing this revolution then shot down a woman named Netta Sultan and blamed it on the Iranians. The revolution went nowhere, the election was clean, certainly cleaner than any American election in recent memory, and here comes another upchuck of hypocrisy as that used car salesman in the White House, along with his Zionist handlers, screech like minks in a death battle. You might want to look into the peculiarities of how minks fight. And they went on about what evil customers the Iranians are. It's tough to master the gag reflex when you hear the howdy-doody president and his gratuitous pandering to manufactured lies about a country whose resources America covets. Let's look at a brief timeline. In the late 90s, a group of psychopaths got together for something called the Project for a New American Century. They called for a new Pearl Harbor so as to give the junta in charge the juice and justification to institute fascism at home and mass murder abroad. A few short years later, Mossad, the CIA, and British intelligence masterminded an attack on the United States and blamed it on a handful of Stone Age Arabs living in caves in Afghanistan. Although the leader, bin Laden, said clearly and distinctly that he had nothing to do with it, a false confession was bandied about with the usual relentless fervor, although it never got produced. Not necessary. It's the sort of thing you see at Fox News all the time. They blast a headline claiming something, and then you go to the article and see very little of what is indicated in the headline. Only the headline counts. If enough of the population is as dumb as the education system was able to make them, you get belief and credibility about things that didn't happen or was accomplished by the people blaming it on someone else. Okay, then. Following that, America and various countries that got strong-armed into assisting invaded Afghanistan and drove the Taliban into the hills, while at the same time resurrecting the opium trade, which had become non-existent during Taliban rule. These days, the bumper crops of opium are being blamed on the Taliban, although it's really the International Criminal Cartel, which includes various Western governments who are pocketing the swag and using it to undermine governments around the world at the behest of corporations who want their resources. Then America's favorite dyslexic drugstore cowboy decided he would attack Iraq and used a whole lot of outrageous lies to justify it. We've seen the evidence of this since, so let's assume the government is lying every time it opens its mouth. Now they want to attack Iran. In no case did any of these countries attack the U.S., which makes the U.S. the aggressor nation in all cases. All of these assaults were drummed up by the Zionist crime gang who want to fulfill their dream of ersatz Israel, and who control the White House and the Congress as well as the mind of the populace through their near-total control of the media. In 2006, Israel attacked Lebanon based on the pretext of some kidnapped soldiers who were actually arrested on Lebanese soil. I should mention that Israeli forces were massed on the border prior to this event. Then they dropped a million cluster bombs on Lebanon after peace had been agreed to. Then during their holy days last year, they launched a murderous genocidal attack on Gaza in which they killed hundreds of women and children and also used banned weapons on an unarmed populace. Once you try to see and compare over 1,500 deaths in Gaza with about a dozen protesters in Iran. I could add endless insults and injuries to this brief outline, but this should be enough, and it's all true. By the same token, what the governments and the employ of international corporations says, they're all lies. As thuggish police in America taser great-grandmothers and people who don't want to button their sweater, America's sanctimonious whore politicians stamp their feet and pull their hair about doing things abroad that they instigated. They allowed the bankers and associated scum to bankrupt America and then collected an amount of money equal to what they stole. They instituted a housing crisis and have thrown hundreds of thousands of Americans into the street. They shoehorned a man into the presidency who had a mere 2 years in government service and a promised change you could believe in. He's since gone on to rubber stamp most of the procedures of his predecessor. Now he wants indefinite detention of Gitmo residents or the opportunity to allow them to plead guilty and get the death penalty, because he and his handlers don't want these innocent men in a position to publicly state what was done to them. We've got evidence of extreme torture at Gitmo and in secret prisons around the world, since 9/11 was done by Mossad, the CIA, and British intelligence. It goes without saying that these men had nothing to do with it. It's pure Kafka at its worst. We've got high-ranking former CIA agents saying there is no Al-Qaeda. We know that bin Laden is dead for a number of years, and yet we hear about this global operation of super terrorists who make the Scarlet Pimpernel look like kids playing hide-and-seek. Al-Qaeda was created to give a face to an enemy who does not exist except in the actions of the government who performs the acts of terror and then blames him on a non-existent boogeyman. Was it Arabs who were set up to film the 9/11 attacks in New York? Was it Arabs who were set up to film it before the attacks even occurred? It was Mossad agents, and that's a documented and irrefutable fact. Now we hear the 9/11 truthers are low-level terrorists and that we are associated with Al-Qaeda and will work with any terror organization to injure the lives and persons of the American public. President Howdy Doody Obama goes on television to attack those seeking 9/11 truth, so ergo, Obama is associated with the people who did 9/11. Scientists have now definitively proven the presence of nanothermite at Ground Zero. This compound is only available to military sources. It would have taken tons of this to bring down the buildings, so I suppose that, bin Laden just snuck into the World Trade Center with this on his back and wired it all up. Let's not forget the activity going on at the WTC in the weeks preceding the attacks, when the security firm in charge, which includes Neil Bush among its executives, closed down areas of the towers and shut off the cameras, and then let's remember that no high-rise has ever come down from fire before, and certainly never into its own footprints at the speed of freefall, and certainly never three of them within hours of each other, and one of them not hit by anything at all. Zio-Nazi Larry Silverstein can be heard saying, "Pull it," meaning bring down the building, and one doesn't have to look too deeply into the timeline of his buying the building and picking up all that terror insurance and all the other little scams that put Larry Boy front and center in the attacks upon his own buildings. Yet in the face of this irrefutable evidence of criminal behavior and associations, there are still a lot of people who can't seem to accept what is patently obvious
glaringly obvious, and all of it part and parcel of a concerted effort to take over the world and reduce the majority of the world's populations to slaves or dead. It's parading in front of you by the day. You can look at the last 10 years and connect the dots. The evidence is overwhelming, and the overall intention and direction as obvious as can be. Where do we go from here? How does this tie in with the planet Nibiru and 2012? Well, people, it's a movie. And some people are going in one direction and some people are going in another. I have a certain advantage of perspective in being able to look at all of this through the windshield of my mini-pod saucer. My onboard computer with the power and speed of 1,000 super craze doesn't hurt either. Here's what I've discovered from my observations and the incredible data-munching capabilities of my computer. It all comes down to a simple understanding about an ancient condition. We see one thing and we are told another. We observe those empowered to serve and protect us become our oppressors. We hear men and women spout high-sounding ideals which they compromise without thinking about them. We see that hypocrisy and self-interest are the order of the day, and that faceless psychopaths with fountain pens sign the death orders for anyone in their way the same way that they tie their shoes. Human life has no meaning for them, except as something to use and discard according to their whims. Sometimes it's better, and sometimes it's worse, but the same deceptions and evil behavior go on in their business as usual fashion. We are overpowered and confused by these things because we attribute power to an external source. We grant power to appearances and become slaves to the manipulations of the dark side as it wages its war on the human spirit. These appearances cause us to fear, and fear creates attachment the same as love. When these external manipulations can deceive you with the appearance of their power, it causes you to become conflicted about the power within. The power within is always greater than the power without. And the divine is controlling everything within and without. Once you can obtain true assurance of this, then the vicious liars and evildoers will have no power over you. The game is designed for them to destroy themselves, and they're doing it right now. Everything that is happening is leading these arrogant and blinded lunatics to their well-deserved end. You have to be confident about the supreme power of the divine, and you must know that the divine is on both sides of the equation. The devil is, quite simply, the way that the wicked see God. That's the side of God they're going to get, and that is also the side of God that anyone deceived into believing in these fools is also going to get. You must arm yourselves with the qualities of the divine, and nothing can touch you. Your mortal existence is only a temporary state, and it is the currency you spend on your way to immortality, something you possess, but which you have forgotten. The seeming power of the world is immense, but it is only a shadow. The shadow cast is often much larger than the object casting it. We are in a time of summing up. This is the apocalypse in which all manner of things are being exposed, uncovered, and revealed. There is a purpose to all of it, and the psychopaths and feckless leaders have no control over it. They are step by step being led into perdition. It is what they have chosen. It is an object lesson that is repeated all through remembered history and all through the forgotten histories of eons without count. It is a dramatization, an object lesson. It is for the purposes of demonstration. Do not be afraid. These are times of tribulation, but they will pass, and they will take with them all of the outworn mechanisms and personalities of the disappearing age. A new age is coming upon us and will rise from the ashes of this passing ruined world. Be very grateful when you see these presidents and corporate shills, these talking heads and endless ranks of lawyers lie in steel. Be very grateful you are not among their number. They don't know what they're doing, and they don't know where they're going. They are being recycled into the characters they will play in the next 25,000-year cycle over the course of many lives in search of a painful redemption. As the opening appears for their exit, so too does an opening appear for your liberation and passage into a higher realm of being. There's a marvelous opportunity available for those who will avail themselves of it. A quantum leap is at hand. These deluded fools have sold out their own freedom for useless temporary things. They will learn the hard way. There should be no confusion about who is on the wrong side of history. There should be no confusion about the wrong direction. At this time, the intuitive center in humanity is being opened up. It's being opened up inside you as I speak. take advantage of the inner voice and pay no attention to the dancing puppets who are serving the architect of their own destruction. It is a time to seek deeply within and to help as you go. Let this hour become your shining moment to exhibit your humanity and be raised up into a new consciousness. The time is at hand. Let each and every one of us make our determination about what is valuable to us and what we have no further need of. As it's said in the Bible, where your heart is, there your treasures are also. Or even vice versa, it works. Yep, you're judged by what you value, by what you hold dear and important. So is that what you are. It's one of the mysterious sources of integrity as well. And we could all use a little more of it now. You've come so far, don't give up now. All right, folks. I guess I'll be flying back to the mothership now. And I'll probably be talking with you again in a couple of weeks or in a fortnight, if there is one. See, you never know. Could come at any minute. Could go on forever. It does go on forever, but, you know, there are acts and scenes, and they open and close. So, I'd like to say, bless all of you, and may you be protected and surrounded by God's love. And I look forward to being here with you again when the time presents itself. And I'm watching the seconds count down here as I'm winging it along. So, without further ado, aloha to you all.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun